Hey everyone, it's Tyler, and I am back to it's noteworthy. I'm gonna read you some more notes. We're gonna do 20 more today, and let's get started. All right. So the first one is a boring one. It is from 7/9/15, and it just says 3/15 Friday. Hopefully, I was there. Next one just says fetch quest. Yep. Next one's a little more interesting. It says submit a recipe and it might be featured on the show. If it is, you can win a prize. So this can be one of two things. This could be the cooking show I had planned with Leonard, or it could be the cooking show I had planned with Mochi. So one of those was going to be cooking, was going to be an actual cooking show where we're going to be cooking in Mochi's kitchen. She runs a blog that's all about food, and she's been doing it for several years. So I was going to help her make a YouTube series, and that just never evolved into anything. Just like the other show with Leonard. So deleting that. Might be a boring episode today because the next one is some work shit. The next one is just how much leave I have. At the time, I had 123 hours of annual leave, 134 hours of sick leave, and 5.5 hours of comp time. So, yep. One good thing about my job, I know I shit on it an episode ago, is I get a lot of leave. I get to take off pretty much whenever I want. So that's nice, but it's real boring. All right, so next one is love is like a matching sock out there, but impossible to find. So I think I thought that was a profound thought. Again, I was single. I've been single for a long time at this point. So song prompts or just like random things I thought were insightful. In that note, it also says committed relationship with my bed, which I've definitely seen people post. So I don't know if I thought that was like an original thought I had or what, but yeah. So next one just says 2360 RO24 hashtag mute. I was thinking that was like a room number or something. I don't know. Maybe. I have no clue what the hashtag mute means. That could be like I had a meeting at work and you pressed hashtag in the meeting to mute your side. So I don't know. Next one's a long one though. It says, where are we filming? What format do we want to do? Should food be prepared prior to filming? How many episodes should we film in a weekend? Where can we get royalty-free music? I know the answer to that one now. Free PD. It's great. There's more. What is the show's name? What is the business's name? Create a list of responsibilities. Get a list of recipes from Mochi. Carry over color scheme from GPL. That is her website. Create an opening logo animation. How to open a joint business account. Convince Leonard and Mochi to contribute to a joint bank account. That never happened. Suggest using different color backboards for taking pictures for Mochi's website. Yep. So I was like putting a lot of thought into this and no one else cared. I actually bought like equipment. The podcasting equipment I use today was stuff I bought for making this YouTube series. So yeah. Next note is random crap. 9BV5184. And then on the next line, it's 10746. So, Friday at 9 a.m. is the next note. Okay, this one's a good one. So, sorry we had to sit through a lot of boring stuff, but this one's worth the episode. So it says, just know you are my heart and don't trust the government. So that's not something I thought. That is something I saw someone post on Facebook with a picture of their like 1 or 2 year old daughter. And I just thought it was hilarious. Just know you are my heart and don't trust the government. Also in there, it says, "You made me tear up and it hurts." I don't know what that one's about. Ooh, long one. Okay. So this one says, "Commercial for Machi's Cooks." And I have a script written out for it. So let's see if this is any good. Starts out like a cheesy cereal commercial. Mom overexcitedly says, "What would you kids like for breakfast?" They instantly and in unison yell, "Sugary marshmallow chocolate loops," in parentheses, or whatever. The mom tilts head and smirks. She begins to pour cereal in a bowl as a male announcer starts spilling a pitch about the cereal being part of a balanced breakfast. As she pours the milk, we abruptly jump to a dramatic looking shot of the mom wrapped in a blanket sitting on the back of a paramedic's truck. The house is burning in the background and the sound of the fire is prevalent. She exclaims, "Not again!" Screen fades to our show logo and a jingle plays sung by a woman. Her name... Okay, so that was confusing to look at. So this jingle goes, "Her name's Machi, and she's gonna show you how to cook stuff really well." And then I wrote, "Already have jingle written, just need to transcribe to piano and record." So I don't think I know where that file's at, but if I could find it, I would use it. That's stupid. All right, we've got 10 notes left. So this one says, "Wallpaper peeling, a sick feeling." Wallpaper peeling, comma, a sick feeling. I don't know. It rhymes, so it was definitely probably song related. Wallpaper peeling, a sick feeling. Should I save that one? Should we expand upon it? Next one, we're sticking with the theme of last episode with a note that says bruised banana. Next, no cook recipes, ideas for that cooking show, I guess. Then we have, "If you don't try, you can't fail." Musicians are lazy. Engineers are lazy. Keep it simple, stupid. Don't speak unless spoken to. So there's a lot to unpack in this one. Yeah. If you don't try, you can't fail. I'm guessing I was having anxiety. This isn't going to be a fun episode. I was having anxiety about like making this cooking show that never happened. So if I didn't try to make it, I couldn't fail. Musicians and engineers are lazy is a thing because I took band in like elementary school and high school. And they're like, always teach you, you know, like don't do more work than necessary. Keep it simple, stupid is a thing from engineering. So they tell you to do the same thing. So I don't know. Maybe I thought there was a sketch in there or something. Don't speak unless spoken to. I don't know what's up with that. that's kind of how I was raised. So yeah, like don't talk to adults unless they talk to you or you get yelled at or whatever. I don't know. That's weird. Next is, this looks more interesting. All right, let's see. I did a little pre-reading and got to the bottom. So this one, when you look at it, it just says Star Vampire. Open it up. It says Star Vampire, video opinion of people as you scroll through Tinder pictures. Buy a polka dot shirt. Get into a bar with a Pokemon card. Traveled a few minutes into the future advice. Future self looks drastically different, but it's only been a few minutes. Corn pollinating movie. Corn porn. Start movement to remove Union Jack from Hawaii flag. Looking inward. Okay. So some of these are sketch ideas, obviously. Got no clue what Star Vampire means. Video opinion of people as you scroll through Tinder pictures. I guess that would be like talking about the profile of videoing yourself doing it, which you'd have to blur everyone or be like real messed up anyway. So that's just stupid and like weird. Get into a bar with a Pokemon card. that would be like you hand them, instead of your ID, like when you're getting ID'd, you hand them a Pokemon card and you see if you get in. Traveled a few minutes into the future advice. Future self looks drastically different, but it's only been a few minutes. I kind of remember this one. So I think like it's like your future self coming back to be like, don't do that. And like you notice it's your future self, but you like don't have enough time to react before you do the thing that it doesn't want you to do, because you think it's like drastically like way, way, way in the future, but it's really like 5 seconds from when they arrive. And so then you get like blown up or whatever. Corn pollinating movie, corn porn, that speaks for itself. I have no clue what's up with the Union Jack and the Hawaii flag. I want to look into that later. And then looking inward, I couldn't tell you. Noteworthy, it says looking the letter in and then the word word. So I don't know if there's extra meaning in that or it was a typo. No clue. All right, so we got 4 more left. This one says glide cam, touch faces instead of bases, exposed bricks for set red. I think I know what a glide cam is. I think that's like a type of like just like a setup for a camera. I don't know what it means, touch faces instead of bases. I don't know what exposed bricks for set red are. Maybe I'm still thinking about this cooking show and I wanted like a red brick wall. I don't know. That's not interesting. Next note just says 55. All right. And this one says, know your life's shit when you're 25 and your mom tells you to give up abstinence. Okay, so this one's interesting. I had been single for a while, and like my mom was like telling me to fuck, like straight up, like just telling me I needed to get laid. And that's like real shit. Like that's like, that was the lowest point in my life, possibly. I just don't understand why my mom was telling me I needed to get laid. Like, I was happy-ish, but yeah, that's, my mom told me I needed to get laid. I'm pretty sure she used those exact words. I can't stress that enough. Yeah. So next one, let's move on. Scaled composites, strata launch systems. Maybe I was looking for a new job. I have a degree in aerospace engineering. I work with airplanes, but I always wanted to work with spacecraft. So those sound like possibly companies or things that were happening. I don't know. We got one more note. I don't know that it can be the one about abstinence. Ringtone, Bake Kazooie. I believe I can fly Dragon Music Replacer. Okay, so the ringtone probably meant Banjo-Kazooie, because I really love Banjo-Kazooie, and I guess I wanted a Banjo-Kazooie ringtone. I might make that. And then I believe I can fly Dragon Music Replacer. I made, like I said before, I used to make tutorial videos, and I made some Skyrim modding tutorials. It's mostly like a music replacement. So I guess I wanted to make one that was, I believe I can fly. And that would play anytime that like the dragons appear. I'd never made that. I made other mods. I made like one with like the Game of Thrones theme song on like the main page. And I think I did one with the, sorry, it's not early. It's like 1 p.m. But I think I made one with the Oblivion music replacing like a lot of the Skyrim music. And that one did pretty good. So that's the last one. Actually, I wasn't supposed to read that one, but we're at 420 now. Just skimming ahead. There are some interesting ones up ahead, but yeah, so that's it for this episode. I hope there was enough in there to be entertaining. But if not, we've got 420 more notes. Like some of those got to be interesting, right? Okay. Yeah. Stay abstinent. Oh, I forgot to put an ad break in here. Anyways, here's what today's episode is sponsored by. Oh, sorry, this is super important. I forgot to tell you to blaze it.
Hello, my name's Bill. I'm here in the UK doing UK things, not being eaten by giant people.
And I'm Tyler in the US, also not being eaten by giant people. And we host The Coordinate, an Attack on Titan podcast, where we
Hold on a second, Tyler. Hold on. There's some weird noises going on outside the door. Let me just go check it out quickly. It's Twitter Troy Titan. My leg. He's eating my leg.
Bill?
No. It's gone. He's eating my bloody leg, Tyler. Troy's eating my leg.
We're a monthly podcast where we read an arc of the manga a month, try to get Bill caught up. Bill, you want to tell them where they can find us?
What do you want?
Where can people listen to the podcast?
I don't have a clue. Oh, he's going to eat me. He's going to eat me. Why are there so many cats in here?
Can I get a new co-host?
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.